to you. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. And it's spelled M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. This is for all of you who are brand new to my podcast and never heard me spell my name before. After all of these thousands of podcasts that I've put out here, yeah, you don't know how to spell my name because you're new. So there it was. So, how are you today? How are you feeling? Do you feel amazing? Are you feeling prosperous, successful, wealthy, healthy? Are you feeling like you can go out here and just do anything? What's your feelings of yourself? Okay, well, if it's not good, then you need to fix that shit, okay? Because we all want to be positive. When you listen to my podcast, the whole point of me doing this podcast is to lift people up and to change, help and encourage change in their lives. I can't change you. If you're doing some bullshit, that ain't got shit to do with me. But what I can do is I can encourage you to change your shit while I drink my coffee. And because I've changed my life. Like I said, in thousands of podcasts, when I started this in 2018, I never thought that, I would be exactly where I am. We can make plans in our lives and say, I want to do this, 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 and this. But the exact route and the exact place, we may not exactly know, especially if we're just trying to change our position from where we're at into a new position. So, if you're feeling me, I would say do some claps. I don't know how to do that clap thing. I guess I can't do it while I'm on the podcast. Never mind. So we won't be doing the clap thing. Anyway, this podcast is about like people's places in your life. So I've encountered a good many of people entered, came, and went in my life. And sometimes we get frustrated. Oh, I don't know why this bitch or this, person came into my life, blah, blah, blah. And we gotta take it for what it is. We live and we learn, or we can. Sometimes we don't fucking learn and we end up going through repetitive shit. But what is their place in our lives? So sometimes I know people do this a lot, especially when it comes to men and women, that connection, because sometimes people are looking at it, oh, this could be my spouse. And that is the initial thought of that, this person could be my spouse. It's just too much. So we have to disregard. We just have to kind of let that leave from our mind and be like, oh, what type of friend could they be? What could they impart into my life? What could I impart into theirs? Because the main thing is we can't marry everybody. Okay. Just because this person look good, that person look good. You can't marry everybody. Everybody can't be in your life in the same way. So what is this person's place in my life? Is this person like, business partner, just a cool friend to talk to? Is it, a for now person, just, we're, cool for now because of we have, some things in common? And be okay with friendships that are temporary, or a business relationships that are temporary, because it's a part of the process. It's part of the learning process. Some people are not going to be in your life forever. Some people are here today, gone tomorrow, and then back the next day. And that's just what it is, because our lives are changing constantly. So just understand that and be cool with just allowing people to be there how they're there. Now, when people come barging in with their bullshit and you're just, oh, okay, and you're like that and you're letting them back in, now it becomes your fault, your problem, because you should not allow that to happen. But you can keep that from happening by just guarding yourself. Yes, yes, and I say guarding yourself. You have to give some type of boundaries to people. I had someone say, and because business contact, it seemed like it would be a good, you know, getting to know someone for business, because they have art projects going on, do music, just some good things that, like, some similar things that I have going on. And so I was thinking, oh, it'd be a good business contact and everything. And then come to find out, you know, it's just like, of course they want a little bit more, but I'm like, can we just get to know me like this? Can we just, like, just be cool? Just be friends? Like, people try to rush in the shit and then they lose out on opportunities of gaining wealth and knowledge and other things because they're too busy focused on their next hit. You know what I'm saying? Which is ridiculous. Like, come on now. And then people feel like everything revolves around your next fucking partner. And let me tell you that that's not what life is about. What you need to do is learn to be alone and figure that shit out. Find out who you are. And then, you know, adjust as you need to. You know, when people come into your life, because you just really don't need to be, you just figure out. I just kind of lost my train of thought because I started thinking about something else. But my whole point in this, you know, episode is to just allow people to be who they are in your life. I mean, everybody is not going to be everything. Everybody is not going to be a friend. Everybody's not going to be a bestie. Everybody's not going to be a business partner. Everybody's not going to be all those things all at one time. Like, stop. Like, you know, allow people to be who they are in your life for what it is. Just let it be what it is. Yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say for right now. I just wanted to put that out there because there's a lot of people just losing out on friendships because they're just looking at the wrong fucking thing. I always look at, like, just conversations that dudes try to have with me and, well, pay attention to them. And I'm like, you're smart. Like, we could, you know, do this together. Start this, and you can give me wisdom about this, and I can help you with this, and then, like, because I don't want to be what they want me to be, then it all goes to shit. And I'm like, oh god, just people be losing out on shit. And I hear that dudes tell me that women do the same thing. I'm like, wow, women, why are you doing this? Why are you looking at men? Like, I have had some dude tell me some wild stories. Like, they talk one time and then all of a sudden the woman thinks that they're together and don't want to talk to no other men. And wow. I've had dudes do that to me. That is crazy. Like, that don't make sense. No, I'll pass on all of that shit. You have crazy. And you need to find, you know. But anyway. Yeah. I just needed to get that out. Yeah, I have some more podcasts in my head that I need to talk about too. Because, yeah. Anyways, I hope you have a great day. You look at me up. Moni, MIOUXNIE. .com, Gallery of Moni on Instagram. I have earrings on there. I'm working on some things. It's a transitional moment for me, so it's not as easy to show everything right now on my website and IG, but I'm still here. Yeah. Yep, and I still have the olive oil cream and olive oil soap. I will be making new batches coming up very soon. I love making batches. Oh my gosh, it smells so good. Making batches of soap, oh my God, it's one of my favorite times. And then for the fall, oh my gosh, it's gonna be so exciting because I'm moving into a new place and a new place has more light. Oh my God, I'm so excited. There's a window in my kitchen, shit. Oh my God. I remember back in the day when I had a window in my kitchen. Now I got a window in my kitchen again, and I'm so excited. Shit. And the light. Oh my God. Okay. Let me get off here. I'll talk to y'all soon. It's Moni.